will make you think twice, and maybe even three times. Here's the Healthy Skeptic, Dr. Larry Kaskel, MD.
Continuing with my ranting on overtesting in medicine and the millions of dollars we waste, my guest today is a staff writer for MedPage Today. Her name is Sarah Wickline-Wallen, and she's recently written about DEXA scans. Sarah, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
So I guess we'll start with asking you to actually just define to our audience what a DEXA is, because they may not know what DEXA means.
Sure. It's a dual energy X-ray absorptometry scan where they take two X-ray beams with different energy levels and shoot them through the body to determine the bone mineral density, usually around the lower spine and hip, to see if someone is losing bone mineral density later in life and whether or not they need to do anything about it.
Well done. That was very impressive. You almost sounded like a medical student. Very impressed, Sarah. Why did you write this article? Did someone tell you to, or is this something you were actually interested in?
Actually, it was a guest post from a PGY1 resident in Florida. I polished it up a bit for him, but the research was done by him. But I have
all right,
done
so let me hang up. Let me hang up with you and call him. I'm kidding.
Okay.
I'm kidding.
So I'm fully prepared.
He did it. You made it pretty. He gave you the raw data and you made it pretty.
Right. I do that on occasion.
Yes. Yeah, so let's start with, I guess, with the Choosing Wisely campaign. Are you familiar with that enough to tell people what it is?
Absolutely. So the American Board of Internal Medicine Foundation had several medical societies contribute their thoughts on tests and exams that could be reduced in order to lower costs and lower complications from excessive screening or tests or other exams or otherwise. And in particular with the DEXA scan recommendations, the American Academy of Family Practitioners recommended. They followed the recommendations that also the United States Preventive Services Task Force recommended, that nobody should really be scanned, no women should be scanned under the age of 65 and no men under the age of 70 unless they have certain risk factors.
So let's stop there.
Also,
I want to stop there because I don't think that kind of goes by too fast. I want you to say it again, that the USPSTF has come out and they have said, again, not to screen women younger than 65. Yet, what is really happening out there in the trenches, Sarah?
Okay. So, with the Choosing Wisely campaign, the United States Preventive Services Task Force recommended that not to screen women under the age of 65 or men under the age of 70 without certain risk factors. What we know about repeated scanning is that it doesn't really change outcomes and it doesn't really improve treatment in certain cases. So the particular blog post that was written referencing the DEXA scan that Dr. Bjelt wrote was saying that rescanning rates are too high because they're not taking certain things into account, that they're just kind of scanning willy-nilly every 2 years, which follows some guidelines but doesn't follow all guidelines.
Right. So there's numerous guidelines out there, and there are numerous organizations creating those guidelines. And
right.
I am a skeptic. I am a cynic. So I believe strongly that certain organizations want more people to be tested, and they want them to be tested more frequently so that, lo and behold, they can be prescribed a medication that they go on for life that may or may not make a difference. Do you share my skepticism?
I do, especially in this case.
Good. Good, you're a good guest.
We're not live right now, are we?
We are live. It's okay, and you can laugh. It is funny. It's ironic. It's sad. It's everything that we are We are scanning pretty much women at 50, 52, 54, 56, 58, 60. And the reason we scan them is not based in evidence. It is based on this thing called greed. It's called greed.
Right.
We make
and
money,
I don't
we make money from it.
Yes, very much
Go
so.
Ahead.
I don't think that patients are being necessarily informed well about the risk of continuing on the bisphosphonate therapy either. The scans that are being repeated, whether or not they're to keep someone on therapy, there are serious side effects going on with some of these drugs too. And some of them may not want to be on these drugs and think that if they continue to scan or continue to ask for scans that they're going to be allowed to come off of them, and that might also not be true.
Well, Sally Fields looks really good. So,
yeah,
you know,
in that Boniva commercial,
and,
right.
Yes, so I want to be just like her. I want to take that pill, whatever it is. I don't care if it destroys my jaw or I break other bones. I want to be just like the Flying Nun. That might be
there,
before your time.
Oh, I remember that. In 2011, the FDA issued three separate recommendations on the risks associated with bisphosphonate therapy. And you mentioned two of those. But also
weird fractures. Yes.
Esophageal cancer, kidney
right.
impairment. You said the thigh fractures and the jaw problem. But
yes,
then in 2014,
I'll have
the Mayo Clinic.
But I'll have such nice bones. So you know, who cares if I get all these other cancers? I won't. I'll have these solid bones. It's very important.
Right. If you're a man, you might also have a heart attack.
Really? I didn't even know that one. So
That's
we'll add that
new.
One
That's
to the mix.
Yeah, it's a low. It's like 1.38 odds ratio, I think. But recent evidence in the Mayo Clinic suggests that MI is a possibility as well. And AFib.
So our government is saying we shouldn't use it in people younger than 65, that we shouldn't really order it more than every 10 years, and that it doesn't really change the outcome, but yet we're doing millions of these scans a year at a cost of probably anywhere from 150 to 300 bucks a pop. You do the math. Seems like we're wasting a lot of money.
Well, I did a little bit of the math, and if you have roughly 50 million people on Medicare in 2012, let's say half of those are women who would get a scan. I mean, men would get a scan too, but let's just, for argument's sake. And right
yes.
now, the Medicare reimbursement rate is locked. It's lowered significantly since the 2006 numbers. So right now, it's roughly $56 for reimbursement. Times
that
25
has really
million
plummeted.
People,
yeah,
it has. It was 139 in 2006, and it has dropped significantly since then. It's up for negotiation.
And rightfully so.
But,
and rightfully so to
right.
perhaps disincentivize physicians for doing it. But as you know, when you do that, they end up doing an unintended consequence and order even more scans to make up for their loss of revenue. Sorry for the rant.
There's
Keep
an
going.
Interesting. No, it's true. There's an interesting article on medical economics from 2012 that looks at the cost of this, and it almost blatantly states that doctors were choosing to buy the machines for $80,000 and run scans to make money for their businesses and to just continue to order them. And you know, that's a lot of money to have to reimburse with an $80,000 machine.
That is shocking, disturbing, and actually quite real. So, Sarah, we're going to have to end this segment of the show, and we'll be able to talk more in the future about more about this topic. My guest today has been Sarah Wickline-Wallen, a staff writer for MedPage Today. I am Dr. Larry Kaskel, the Healthy Skeptic, reminding everybody to do your own thinking. And stay skeptical, my friends.